So today starts the sixth and final week of Lent in the Christian liturgical calendar. You know, that time of the year for those who failed their New Year's resolutions to start over again. Lent is a time that has almost always been associated with giving up something. For those of you, those of us who grew up in a religious tradition that celebrated Lent, we may remember that the main question among our playmates at this time of the year was, what did you give up for Lent? In my preteen years, I was very wrapped up in the teachings and the practice of my Catholic religion, and I really got into Lent. I actually liked the idea of the ritual of Ash Wednesday and the 6 weeks of Lent. It was something tangible, I was told, that I could do to bring me closer to Jesus. And I recall that over the years, I promised to give up soda pop, to stop teasing my sister, biting my nails, to practice my piano or clarinet more, to mind my parents better, you know, all the things. And of course, I gave up chocolate. Every Catholic kid gives up chocolate for Lent. By doing that, we know that in just a few weeks, we will be rewarded with lots of chocolate in the form of bunnies and duckies, not to mention the jelly beans and the peeps. I also try to make myself more religious, or to use current terminology, to connect with the spirit or be more spiritual. I would make my parents take me to the Wednesday Stations of the Cross service, and of course, it went to the Holy Thursday and the Good Friday services. Now, I can't say that I developed any long-lasting spiritual habits or practices because of my involvement in Lent as I was growing up, but I can say that it did make me feel much more connected to my church and the Catholic religion. Rituals like the observance of Lent are powerful religious forces. Now, Lent is one of the oldest religious observances in the Christian calendar. It goes way back, but its origins are sort of unclear, and it was practiced in different ways throughout the centuries. An early church bishop, Irenaeus of Lyon, who lived in the mid to the late second century, wrote about a penitential rite being practiced by his church at this time in the year, but at that time it only lasted 2 or 3 days, not the 40 that are now observed. Records show that in 325, the Council of Nicaea discussed a 40-day Lenten season of fasting, but it was unclear whether the intent was for everyone or just for the Christians that were about to be baptized on Easter. But within the next century, this practice extended for fasting for everyone besides those just planning to be baptized, all over the Eastern Church and into the Roman Church. Then sometime in the mid-5th century, it became a widespread practice throughout the Christian world, encompassing the 40 days and having some sort of standardized idea of what fasting should be and how long in a day or how long of the time should we be fasting. Although practiced differently throughout history, and by the different denominations around the world, it is understood to have just one purpose. It is to be a time of prayer and spiritual commitment to self-examination and penitence, usually demonstrated by some form of self-denial, to prepare for the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus on Easter. Now, many great religions of the world have dates on their calendars during which individuals are to work on self-improvement through fasting or some other kind of self-denial. Hinduism has penance rituals and fasting days that honor their various gods and goddesses. that are used for purification and atonement. Buddhists also fast on certain days or on holidays to purify the body and the mind. For Islam, it's the 40 days of Ramadan. During Ramadan, Muslims ask forgiveness for past sins and pray for guidance and help to refrain from bad behavior going forward. And they seek to purify themselves through fasting and other behavioral restraints, as well as doing good works and giving to charity. For Jews, it's the 10 days of Rosh Hashanah that ends with Yom Kippur. It is a time set aside each year for serious introspection on how one has been living and time to consider what one has done wrong in the previous year and to repent. Fasting done on Yom Kippur, as well as six other times throughout the Jewish calendar, are done to intentionally manipulate our physical reality in order to open ourselves up to connect with the spiritual. For Unitarian Universalists, it's nothing. We don't have any practice designed specifically for a specific intentional time to focus our thoughts on how we are living and dealing with mistakes and misdeeds and to get a fresh start spiritually. So maybe we do this because we don't make mistakes or misdeeds. And we have no time. We have no need for a period of reflection and penance or an intentional time to sort of reboot our spiritual life. But more likely, it's probably because in the last 100 years, we have worked very hard indeed, to cut our ties with our Christian heritage as we have become more and more attracted to the humanistic perspective that leaves theological questions and religious practices up to the individual. As we moved away from the mythic notion of cosmic salvation through Jesus, or that we are worthless sinners doomed to hell unless we sought salvation through his name, we also let go of a liturgical calendar. In our rush towards liberating ourselves from the confines of theology that we feel is no longer relevant, at least to us, we've also discarded ritual traditions and practices that came out of the Christian tradition, but which also had very rich meaning. One of them was obviously to not set aside or to give up setting aside a specific time each year for contemplation or to engage in traditional spiritual disciplines. But perhaps in a culture in which we live, that we feel we have to be constantly active and that we are always striving to do better and to get ahead, or in a religion that really focuses on the agency of the human individual to establish guiding ideals and methods for dealing with life, a connection with the spirit of Lent, the essence of Lent, might be useful to us, if not as a congregation, at least individually. It might be useful to set aside a specific time of the year to intentionally reflect on major religious themes or work on ourselves. And why would we want to do this? Because everyone, even intellectual, free-minded Unitarian Universalists, can use the time to reflect on our behavior and to intentionally find ways to reboot our spiritual connection with our spiritual connections and the inevitable of existence. The Reverend Melanie Morell Espinger wrote in her book Lenten Disciplines, "While Lent does not have the same meaning in a UU setting that it does in an Orthodox Christian context, it's not meaningless. Each and every one of us is called by God, the Spirit, our higher power, our better nature, to be our very best self. giving up something for Lent does not have to mean that we sacrifice something we love and enjoy, like chocolate, but it can be a healthy spiritual discipline to our betterment, to our reaching closer to the wholeness that we all seek. So how will we go about connecting with the underlying principle, as I'm calling it, the spirit of Lent? Well, since one of our sources for our living tradition is Jewish and Christian teachings, perhaps we could model our time of reflection on those of our Jewish and our Christian brethren. We could designate some period in a year to engage in reflection. Now, since we aren't bound by Easter, it could be any time during the year, but we might want to go with the already established traditional Lenten time, since it's culturally known and it does come out of our religious heritage. Now the question is, and what would we do in our Unitarian Universalist Lent? Well, let me suggest two approaches for using our season of reflection to work on spiritual wholeness. I will call one approach the inward path and the other our outward path. With the inward path, we turn intentionally into ourselves to think about religious or spiritual principles or themes. We could do this by engaging in a practice of one of the traditional spiritual disciplines, which are known and used by almost all of the major world religions to promote focused thinking and to open the door to spiritual experiences. These traditional disciplines include such things as solitude or silence, fasting, reading or study, prayer or meditation, journaling, and charity. They're called disciplines because they are not naturally intuitive to us, so we need to create intentional exercises of our body and mind to take us out of our everyday world into something different, a different time and space for our mind and our heart. For our UU Lent, we could take one or more of these disciplines during the 6 weeks of Lent, maybe even only do one of them on one day a week during the 6 weeks of Lent to refocus our mind and our spirit. Or we could use the Lenten calendar developed a couple of years ago by two UUs, the Reverend Barb Grieve and religious education consultant Karen Bellavance Grace. It's available on the UU website by hashtag UU Lent. It features 47 ethical or moral words, one for each day of Lent, in which we are to reflect upon what those words mean to us. For the remainder of this week, Monday is the word passion, Tuesday is trust, Wednesday is hope, Thursday is belief, Friday's connection, Saturday forgiveness, and next Sunday, the thought is rejoice. I'm actually going to try this reflection this week as I try to get back into doing some meditation. The other path is what I call the outward path. It brings us out of ourselves into deeper connection with the world. Now, one possible outward path could be based on our own seven principles, as Unitarian Universalist Sarah McLeod, a member of the Universalist Unitarian Church of Farmington, Michigan, suggests in her blog, Finding My Ground. She suggests that the 6.5 weeks of Lent be used each year to reflect on our seven principles, one every week or so. Her idea is that we mull over a particular principle and then watch our thoughts and our actions related to that principle during the week in an endeavor to act in the world in ways that are more in concert with what we say we affirm. For example, we could think about what does it mean to affirm the inherent worth and dignity of every person, and how would I do it? And then how would I make a conscious effort to act in that way? Or we could ask ourselves, what does justice equity and compassion in human relations mean? And what does it look like in everyday practice? Or, how do I practice acceptance of another, especially when the other is very different from me or has very different ideas? Another path that we could use, another outward path that we could use during this Lenten period is to engage in acts of service. Now, most of us, I know most of us, spend time doing things in the community or here in the congregation, serving other people, serving the larger world. But perhaps during our UU Lent, we could take on some special act of service, making sacrifice of our time to help another person, which answers that call by our better nature to be our very best self. So Lent, in the traditional sense of preparing for the resurrection, does not compute. It does not relate to most of us and our religious understanding and practices. But the spirit of Lent, the underlying essence of Lent as a time of reflection, in a time of action to improve ourselves, can easily fit into a faith that is guided by ethical and moral principles. And maybe then we may wish to resurrect, pun intended, resurrect that old tradition of observing Lent that comes out of our Unitarian and our Universalist histories, while giving it a contemporary UU twist, so that we can do as Thoreau implores us, elevate our lives by our conscious endeavor and learn what life has to teach. So be it.
Sermon podcasts are recorded live during Sunday services at the Unitarian Congregation of Westchester, Pennsylvania. The Unitarian Congregation of Westchester is a member congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Association. To sign up for our email newsletter, go to connect.ucwc.org.